This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why patient-centered care fails in practice? Georgian study reveals the hidden barriers. Why patient-centered care fails in practice? Georgian study reveals the hidden barriers. Despite decades of endorsement in international policy frameworks and accreditation standards, patient-centered care remains incompletely realized in daily clinical practice across healthcare systems. A new commentary published in the Georgian Medical Journal by Irene Pakakadze, Tamar Talakvadze, and Georgi Pakakadze argues that the problem is not clinical competence or technology. It is systemic deficiencies in professional culture, medical education, and organizational accountability that prevent meaningful patient engagement. The research examines why this gap persists and what healthcare systems, including Georgia's, must do to embed patient-centered care as a collective institutional responsibility rather than an individual clinician trait. Three critical barriers: professional culture, medical education deficiencies, and organizational accountability gaps prevent consistent patient-centered care implementation, according to the Kakadze et al. Study. The gap between policy and practice. Patient-centered care is endorsed globally as a fundamental dimension of healthcare quality. The World Health Organization and the Institute of Medicine have long advocated for healthcare systems built around patient needs and preferences. Yet in practice, clinicians struggle to deliver on this promise consistently. The Georgian Medical Journal commentary by Pakadze, Talakvadze, and Pikakadze examines why this persistent gap exists. The challenge lies less in clinical competence or technological capacity, the authors write, and more in deficiencies within professional culture, medical education, and organizational accountability. This is particularly relevant for Georgia, where healthcare reform initiatives are increasingly emphasizing quality and patient safety. Understanding these structural barriers is essential for embedding genuine patient-centered practice into the healthcare system. The hidden curriculum: how doctors really learn patient care. Medical schools teach communication and empathy through formal curricula, yet the Pihakadze et al. Study notes that informal learning and observed behavior often outweigh classroom instruction in shaping professional attitudes. The authors call this the hidden curriculum. When medical students observe senior clinicians rushing through consultations, dismissing patient concerns, or failing to involve patients in decisions, they learn that patient engagement is optional, not essential. When they see role models who listen and explain, they internalize those values. This finding aligns with international research on professional identity formation in healthcare. The commentary argues that medical education reforms must address not just formal teaching, but the entire learning environment, including how senior clinicians model professionalism and how junior doctors receive feedback on communication skills. For Georgian medical educators, this underscores the need for consistent faculty development and supervision systems that reinforce patient-centered values throughout clinical training. Read more about quality improvement in Georgian medical education. Communication and empathy, safety-critical competencies, not soft skills. A major shift in the author's argument is reframing communication and empathy as safety-critical competencies, not ancillary soft skills that can be deprioritized when time is short. The Pakadze et al. Study presents evidence that deficiencies in communication and empathy are linked to adverse events and patient safety incidents, reduced patient trust and adherence to treatment, compromised care quality and patient outcomes. When a clinician fails to listen to a patient's concerns or does not explain treatment options, the consequences extend beyond patient satisfaction. Misdiagnosis, medication errors, and treatment noncompliance are more likely. This frames empathy and communication not as ethical luxuries, but as fundamental safety mechanisms. The commentary draws on international accreditation standards to argue that healthcare organizations must measure and hold clinicians accountable for communication competency in the same way they do for clinical technical skills. Explore more on clinical governance and patient safety in the Georgian Medical Journal. Professionalism as a system-level responsibility. A critical insight from the authors is that professionalism cannot be reduced to individual clinician behavior. Instead, they argue it must be understood as a collective, system-level function shaped by leadership, workload design, learning environments, and institutional incentives. If a healthcare facility is understaffed, clinicians cannot meaningfully engage with patients, no matter how committed they are to patient-centered care. If leadership does not model empathetic practice, junior clinicians will not prioritize it. If feedback mechanisms are weak, clinicians have no way to know whether their communication is improving patient outcomes. Patient-centered care can only be consistently achieved when professionalism is embedded as a shared organizational responsibility, supported by continuous faculty development, reflective practice, and measurable accountability mechanisms. Kakadze, Tala Kahakadze, Georgian Medical Journal, 2025. This perspective shifts responsibility from individual clinicians to healthcare leadership and accreditation bodies. It means that healthcare systems must invest in workload planning, governance structures, and continuous improvement systems that make patient-centered care feasible and rewarded, not just encouraged in policy documents. Implications for Georgian healthcare. The commentary examines the Georgian healthcare context directly, arguing for closer alignment between medical education, clinical governance, and accreditation systems. This is timely as Georgia's healthcare sector undergoes reforms aimed at improving quality and patient outcomes. The author's recommendations include integration of professionalism into accreditation standards with measurable metrics for patient-centered care, faculty development programs focused on role modeling, mentoring, and reflective practice, organizational accountability mechanisms that link leadership incentives to patient-centered outcomes, workload and resource planning that enables rather than obstructs meaningful patient engagement. Key takeaways. Patient-centered care remains incompletely realized, not because clinicians lack competence, but because organizational systems, professional culture, and medical education do not consistently support it, according to the Pahakadze et al. Study. The hidden curriculum, informal learning and role modeling, shapes clinicians' attitudes toward empathy and patient engagement more powerfully than formal instruction. Communication and empathy must be treated as safety-critical competencies linked to adverse events and care quality, not as optional soft skills. Professionalism is a collective system-level responsibility that requires leadership commitment, workload design, and measurable accountability, not just individual clinician effort. Frequently asked questions. Why does patient-centered care remain incompletely realized despite international endorsement? The Pahakadze et al. Study argues that the problem is not lack of policy support, but systemic deficiencies in professional culture, medical education, and organizational accountability. Healthcare systems often lack the workload planning, feedback mechanisms, leadership role modeling, and accreditation accountability needed to make patient-centered practice feasible in daily work. What is the curriculum in medical education? The hidden curriculum refers to informal learning, role modeling, and observed behaviors in clinical training. The authors note that what students observe senior clinicians doing, whether they listen to patients, explain treatment options, or rush through consultations, often teaches more powerful lessons than formal classroom instruction in communication and empathy. How are communication and empathy safety-critical competencies? The commentary presents evidence that deficiencies in communication and empathy are linked to adverse events, patient safety incidents, reduced adherence to treatment, and compromised care quality. When clinicians fail to listen or explain, patients are more likely to be misdiagnosed, experience medication errors, or not follow treatment advice. This makes these skills as critical to safety as technical clinical competencies. What changes are needed to embed patient-centered care in healthcare systems? The authors recommend closer alignment between medical education, clinical governance, and accreditation systems. This includes continuous faculty development focused on role modeling, integration of professionalism into accreditation standards with measurable metrics, organizational accountability mechanisms linking leadership to patient-centered outcomes, and workload planning that enables meaningful patient engagement. Looking forward, from policy to practice, the gap between patient-centered care policy and practice is not new, but this commentary provides a systematic framework for understanding why it persists and what must change. The authors make clear that patient-centered care cannot be achieved through exhortation alone. It requires deliberate restructuring of medical education, clinical governance, and organizational incentives to make it possible and rewarded. For healthcare leaders, educators, and clinicians in Georgia and beyond, the message is urgent. Professionalism and patient-centered care are not individual responsibilities, but collective ones. Healthcare systems must invest in leadership development, faculty mentoring, workload planning, and accountability mechanisms that align daily practice with patient-centered values. Only then will the gap between policy and practice close, and patients receive the engaged, respectful care they deserve. The full article is available in the Georgian Medical Journal. Full citation: Pakadze I, Talakvadze T, Kakadze G. Commentary: Patient-Centered Care and Professionalism in Medical Facilities, Implications for Medical Education, Communication and Empathy, Why Patient-Centered Care Remains Incompletely Realized. Georgian Medical Journal, 2025. Read the full article on gmj.ge. Source: Read the full article in the Georgian Medical Journal. At context: Patient-Centered Care Fails in Practice, Georgian Study Reveals the Hidden Barriers. Description: Why Patient-Centered Care Fails in Practice, Georgian Medical Journal Study Reveals Barriers in Medical Education, Professional Culture, and Organizational Accountability. Author: Type Organization, Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization, Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-21. Date modified: 2026-05-21.